This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 153 for Monday, November 22nd. ICE Canoda futures are gaining strength on Monday morning, getting support from strong increases in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, as well as European rapeseed. Declines in Malaysian palm oil are tempering further increases. The January canola contract rises $4.10 at $1,970 per ton. The March contract gains $5.60 at $987.10 per ton. Tight supplies, price rationing, and a lackluster prairie harvest continue to underpin canola values. However, the Canadian oilseed is appearing to be overbought. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada issued its monthly supply and demand estimates late Friday afternoon. In an otherwise stand-pat report, the department cut 1 million tons from canola exports, now at 5.5 million tons. As well, AAFC added 1 million tons to domestic usage, which are now at 8.7 million tons. More clarity will come to the market when Stats Canada releases its long-awaited production estimates on December 3rd. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 78.91 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 79.12. In South America, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange estimates that 28% of Argentina's soybean crop is planted. As for corn, the exchange says 29% of Argentina's crop is in the ground. Also, the exchange puts the country's wheat harvest at 18% complete. Meanwhile, Ag Rural pegs soybean planting in Argentina at 86% complete. Continuing wet conditions in Australia are delaying that country's wheat harvest. In contrast, the United States forecast is calling for 2 weeks of above normal temperatures with little precipitation. The U.S. Department of Agriculture releases its weekly export inspections report later this morning, followed by the weekly crop progress report this afternoon. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Monday morning. The January contract gains 12 cents at $12.75.5 per bushel. January soy oil jumps by more than 9 tenths of a cent at 58.99 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal nudges higher by 20 cents at $3.64.80 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Monday morning, with the March contract rising 4 cents at $5.81 per bushel. Chicago oats are turning lower, with the March contract stepping back 3 cents at $7.68. The wheat complex is stronger on Monday morning, with Chicago March climbing 19 cents at $8.53. Kansas City March surges 25 cents at $8.63.5, and Minneapolis March gains 20 cents at $10.34.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, November 22nd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.